The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to the Bite by Bite. He is Michael Coleman. He's the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB.org, or HAFB, a hashtag, that bad boy. And you can check out everything they got going on. And of course, we're getting now into food insecurities. Pretty broad there. What are the root causes of that? What are the effects of it? What exactly is food insecurity, Michael?
Well, there's a technical definition where the USDA defines it basically as a lack of consistent access to good and fresh, nutritious food. And what we have in the area that we serve across our 35 counties is the vast majority of it is rural. And so you have people in all pockets. You know, you just drive through the rural communities, and about 60, over 60% of America is rural. And you're driving through and you just see little small communities. It could be 300, it could be 1,500. There's so many little pockets, and you'll drive for another 8 miles and run into some more houses. I mean, that's just a common thing down here. And so the challenge is you're not going to get a large grocery store to come in, typically outside of a city, a certain population. Every store has their own thing. And so what ends up happening is, you might get a smaller grocery store, maybe a non-chain grocery store. Down here, we have something, it's a little grocery chain called AG Groceries, mm-hmm. where you typically find them in some of the larger, small rural communities. But even then, maintaining fresh, getting access to there sometimes can still be 20 to 30 miles away from some of those stores. And getting there and getting fresh fruit is just more expensive.
Yeah.
Smaller store, don't move as much merchandise. So the people in that area who don't work in a bigger city and don't have the resources, maybe the transportation or whatever, to get somewhere, have to rely on like the Dollar Generals. Now, I don't say that to put Dollar General in a bad light, because I will tell you, Dollar General is a company is really working hard right now to bring in to their stores fresh dairy, small pockets of it, but fresh dairy, fresh produce, things like that, because they recognize that they have, there's so many, and they're in these rural communities, and they could be the difference in people getting fresh, affordable food. They may not be able to put on a full grocery store, but they're bringing some things just to help. And so there's just so many people out there that it's just so hard to get to fresh food. And it's with inflation as high as food has gotten, it's even worse in the rural communities where they don't have access to grocery stores.
I think I heard last week that they're opening a dollar store every 3 minutes in this country. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, I would tell you that. And, you know, they're taking on more and more of the burden. I mean, there's 44 million Americans that live in food insecure states, and not states like the United States, but yep. in a state of food insecurity. And if you think about it just for a second, this is one of the effects of it. A child who doesn't have access to fresh produce is going to eat way more processed food mm-hmm. and all the stuff that comes with processed food. And if that's all they eat, and you have somebody that, it's not that somebody can't survive on that. We know they can, but you're talking about the next leaders of our communities. We're talking about the next doctors, the next. And so we want them to have to be able to grow their bodies physically. We want them to grow mentally and the brain and the organs function and all that kind of stuff. And if they grow up with an unhealthy diet, that can affect them the rest of their life and provide even more barriers to climbing out of those environments. So that's one of the serious causes. It's just a health problem. People in rural areas have greater health issues anyway, because just like you can't get access to grocery stores, yeah, it's very tough to get affordable housing. It's very tough to get access to health care. all those things are just huge challenges. We have so many remote hospitals and doctor's offices that continue to shut down.
It's the old Sam Kennison bit, you know, if they want to eat, they need to move closer to the food. I'm not going to say it the way he did it, but people need to realize, and I think that's something else, and this is really not our cup of tea, but I mean, when you're talking about just affordable housing in this country, period, that's why you're seeing a lot of people move out to the rural areas and hoping that the Dollar Generals and some of those things will actually come to them first, right?
Yeah. Here's the challenge within food bankers. Like, we know that you're not going to solve this problem. And I have these discussions with other CEOs. We know that what we do is very important, but we also know that we're not going to move the needle significantly just by distributing food. So all of us, when we come together, we start talking about, well, how do you start dealing with some of those root causes? And the tension really exists in when you start getting into things like affordable housing, when you start looking at food as health. You know, some people think, well, you're kind of getting into mission creep because your mission is to source and distribute food. And that's true. But then you naturally bump into some of these systemic issues. And so that's the tension that's always existing where, you know, if we could deal with some of the underlying causes, then maybe we wouldn't have as many people needing the assistance. But it's so difficult when you're talking about how do you solve the problem of poverty, especially generational poverty. I've been battling this now for a decade and a half, and you can do one-on-one stuff, but as a whole, it's just incredibly challenging.
HAFB.org, hashtag HAFB. This is Bite by Bite with Michael Coleman and Tony Curry on Tony Curry Radio.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.